Helping Hand every Friday afternoon. Helping Hand tries to give visibility to an organization, topic, or event that helps out disabled and others among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence. This week we are grateful for some returning guests helping out folks in the community with mental illnesses and the unique Clubhouse programs. And we're grateful today to again be joined by the Psychosocial Rehabilitation Case Management Service Coordinator at the Hawaii Adult Mental Health Division of the Department of Health, Kathleen Miriam, from the Waipahu Aloha Clubhouse, Norman Mizon, senior staff member working there, and John Aleviado Plunkett, Clubhouse member as well from the Waipahu Aloha Clubhouse. Aloha to all of you and welcome back.
Aloha.
Aloha. Thank you for having us.
You're quite welcome. Kathleen, there's probably a lot of people who do understand what the function of the clubhouses are, but there are probably even more listening who this is totally new to. Explain.
Sure. Well, thank you again for having us. This is really an honor. The best way to understand what a clubhouse is, of course, is to visit one. There are 9 statewide, and today we're featuring the Waipahu Aloha Clubhouse. But what you'll find in any clubhouse, staff and members are working together to operate the clubhouse. You might see people operating the clubhouse, kitchen, snack bar, clerical area, learning how to basically regain functions they might have lost during their illness. So you'll see people producing a newsletter, working on some of their skills that they can then use in the community, like living again independently. They're learning how to go back to school, get a job, the employment program, which we'll talk about. Whatever it takes to make that house run, people are doing side by side. People don't live there because they are trying to learn how to live maybe in their group home or care home or independent housing. Usually there's a few social workers. It's not staffed real heavily because we want the members to rise up and utilize their skills and abilities as well.
Describe where the 9 places are.
Absolutely. Thank you. We have 5 clubhouses on Oahu, Friendship House on Kauai, Kapa'a, Haleolanikila in Wailuku, Maui, Haleoluea on the Hilo side, and the Kona Paradise Club. We do have kind of a more drop-in atmosphere, but we consider them as a part of our clubhouse ohana called Hana Kalima in Molokai. I think what makes them so special is that they really honor the members to help run and make decisions.
Invaluable skills that can be translated later into other things that they're doing.
Yes. Thank you, Dave. Yes.
In employment opportunities. You're welcome. Norman, describe your role there.
As the employment coordinator, we all kind of take hand in developing jobs. We'll take a look at the community and see which employers are willing to help our members out. We'll go out and talk to them. We'll have a meeting. And then if they're receptive, then we'll ask them, do you have any entry-level positions? We'll get to learn the job, train at the job. It's called a transitional employment program.
Right.
The transitional employment program is 6 to 9 months. It allows a member to test the waters out. They get to learn responsibility of getting there on time, their partnership, who they're going to work with, uniform, getting everything ready, bus route, and all that kind of good stuff. As employment coordinator and all the staffs, we'll be able to train hand in hand with them. And then we'll back off a little bit when they're ready. And then we'll do our checks once a week.
To check on them there.
Yeah, exactly. To see how they're doing, their progress. And then we'll build that relationship. And it's a good win-win situation because the TE program, Transitional Employment, allows the employer to put the trust that we'll be able to cover the job. So if our member is not able for some reason to work their shift, we'll be able to cover the position. After the 6 to 9 month duration, then we'll talk about where you're going to go next. And maybe another TE, experience another type of job. And then after they say 3 TE programs, it's more successful that the member will be able to get a permanent job.
John, can you describe an average day there?
I go there every day and I help a lot of people and we get good communicating with each other.
And it's been valuable for you though, obviously.
Yeah, it's worth something to be there.
How many people are there?
Right? Maybe like 40 people.
Okay, and the hours?
Maybe like 8 hours.
Weekends, or how does that fit into their program as clubhouse members?
That's a great question. So there is a weekend program, 1 Saturday a month. Some might be open 2 Saturdays a month. There is really an evening weekend holiday program, which is really important because we need to have that balance. We really design it around having a work day. So we start our day with a meeting, we have some work projects, and then we break for lunch and we have another part of a work day. We complement that with an evening and weekend and holiday program, and that's where more social recreational activities are. The holidays in particular, most services would be shut down. We put a lot of energy into being open then. Whether you're diagnosed or not, holidays can be very difficult for people.
Absolutely.
Because there's this expectation, of course, that you're going to be surrounded by Ohana. Many people don't have that.
Right, the illusion of what the average person is doing on those days, sitting
exactly.
around with their family, opening gifts. A lot of people don't have a big family, or some folks don't have any family at all. Eligibility requirements.
There is an eligibility line, 643-AMHD. This is a clubhouse for people with severe mental illness. It's important to call that line to get an assessment from a clinician, and then you would get a referral to the clubhouse. The other resource is NAMI Hawaii, National Alliance on Mental Illness, the Mental Health Walk, October 8th. They have support groups if you go on their website, namihawaii.org. So that's another good resource for families. Adult Mental Health Division, Crisis Line of Hawaii, which is the 832-3100 number. That's for Oahu. If somebody's on a neighbor island, they can call 1-800-753-6800. 24/7.
What are ideal jobs or hours or important things that a potential employer who would like to support you and say, I'd like to meet Norman halfway, I've got some opportunities?
All types of employers. Entry-level positions are ideal. It can range from retail to grocery store, from custodian work, office positions, daytime hours, Monday to Friday, 7:30 or 7 o'clock to 5.
The employment opportunity has a guarantee of coverage. Yeah?
Exactly.
It's interesting. I think people wonder, should I really hire somebody with some sort of disability? I wonder how that will change our work culture. And do they have the same kind of work ethic? It is amazing to me how much people want to work. Given a chance, people really rise to that occasion. Give us a chance. You could give one full-time job, split it into two for us.
Mm.
Our employees are coming in there going, thank you for this job. Showing up early, very grateful for their paycheck. So you're giving the clubhouse the job. And then we rotate the member through every 6 to 9 months.
Other ways that folks can help you guys out. It could be the roof is leaking. You need a new vehicle. People on the board. Volunteers to fix something else that's not working right. Cash donations.
That's very sweet of you to ask. Well, cash is always king. This is a state-operated program, but it has a nonprofit arm, which allows the clubhouse to be able to then access funds and grants. They have a fundraiser that's coming up October 6th, the Honolulu Country Club. Tickets are $70. That's a way to learn a little bit more about the clubhouse, and also there'll be a panel discussion on homelessness in Hawaii. Other volunteers, we always can use kind of a handyman or handywoman, strengthen our advisory board and board of directors.
And each one have their own little board, sort of?
Yep, exactly. Every clubhouse is looking to strengthen their board.
Norman, other things?
We also like to advocate for just improvements, like you said, contractors trying to build a sidewalk, a walkway for our members. So if you have any ideas, maybe you can touch bases with Kathleen. We're also looking for staffing, if you're interested. You can check our website.
Yep, you can go to mhd.org or the Department of Human Resources.
Nice.
We have some staff openings.
Okay.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you, Kathleen.
All the clubhouses have little fundraisers that are trying to help their nonprofit. Just go on the MHD website and see where the clubhouses are. They really need kind of friends of that clubhouse in that particular area. And they love giving tours, and they want to be integrated and be seen as neighbors and friends of that area.
643-AMHD is the eligibility line, and that's statewide. In the Honolulu area, the crisis line is 832-3100. That's 24 hours a day, 808-832-3100. Beyond the Honolulu area, 1-800-753-6879. AMHD.org. And you can also offer assistance and support by contacting Kathleen directly, 721-0748 at HawaiiPublicRadio.org. I've got all the contact information.
We're Norman. Always looking for great employers. If there are any employers out there listening and you want to provide a helping hand, please give us a call. We're looking forward. Thank you.
It has been a real thrill to welcome back Kathleen Miriam from the Clubhouse program, who has one long title: Psychosocial Rehabilitation Case Management Service Coordinator. I'm going to contact Guinness later today and see if I can't get you in there. Norman Mizon,
yes.
Senior Staff Worker Employment Coordinator at the Waipahu Aloha Clubhouse.
Thank you.
John Aliviato Plunkett, Clubhouse member. And appreciate all you guys being on, and ladies, being on Helping Hand today. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Dave, we have to say a big mahalo to you. Not everybody just takes on this issue the way you do, and the way you talk story with us and are so comfortable to be with and really addressing the issue. And really, I mean, you are a pure helping hand. So thank you so much for having us.